I'm Ellen Mary.
And I'm Michael Perry.
And he's a plant geek.
And she's a plant addict.
And this is the Plant-Based Podcast.
This is more than just a gardening podcast. We'll be exploring the world of plants from every possible angle. We'll be talking about plant-based diets, plant materials and fabrics, the well-being qualities of plants, and giving plenty of gardening tips and tricks.
So we'll be chatting worldwide to companies and individuals that are being creative with plants in new and exciting ways, from fabulous flower crowns to foliage-filled lounges,
botanical moisturizers to bamboo clothing.
It's all here.
And it's all made of plants.
This episode of the Plant-Based Podcast is brought to you by our friends at VeggiePod. Their integrated raised vegetable garden bed kit makes growing vegetables easy for everyone. With self-watering features and protective canopy, with VeggiePod, you'll be harvesting your own produce in no time. Available in three sizes to suit any garden. Visit veggiepod.co.uk and enter PBP10 for a special discount as a PBP subscriber.
So, for this very Christmassy episode of the Plant-Based Podcast, we are with Dash and Tatiana from Three Spirit. So you may think that spirit means alcoholic drink, perhaps, but it doesn't, does it?
No.
It does not at all. So we're going to find out a little bit more about Three Spirit. And guys, thank you so much for coming out to see us.
Pleasure.
Autumn time sitting outside. We hope it doesn't rain. But it's very nice because we're surrounded by herbs and plants and
smells.
Nice smells, exactly. Tell us a little bit about the concept behind Three Spirits. Like, what's it all about? Tell our listeners.
So, we're married. Mm-hmm. By the way,
we're not, just so you okay. know, all right?
we're still married. But my background was in alcohol and going out to bars. I had a company called Bar Chick, which was about going out and finding a good place to go out and have a good time. And you might mm-hmm. be on a date or you might be broke, but it was always about kind of curating your night out.
On a date while you're married, or was this before?
It was before.
And, just checking that.
And so my understanding of kind of what you might be looking to drink or kind of new trends, that was kind of where I came from, and Dash, I'll let him tell you about his background, but it will begin to kind of make some more sense
mm-hmm.
as to what
my
we
background.
Do.
That's your yeah. cue.
That's me. Yeah. Tell us how you got such a cool name, like Dash.
Yeah,
as well.
That's really awesome.
That's brilliant.
So, potentially a good story, but maybe
okay.
not.
So let's try it. We can edit it out, can't we? If it's dull.
Good question. I've got an older brother called Josh, uh-huh. who's about 2.5 years older than me. And as the story goes from my parents, when I was born, he couldn't pronounce his name, so he said his name as Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Dot. So they thought it was funny, Dot and Dash.
I think that's funny too. I like your parents and I don't even know them.
Yeah, I don't know if that's actually, you know, concrete.
It's a nice story anyway.
But it's short for Dashiell.
Okay.
So there was a famous American author called Dashiell Hammett.
Right.
He wrote some good detective
cool.
stories like The Maltese Falcon.
Cool.
So that's what's so.
Right.
And bizarrely, we've got a son who's about 5 and he's got a little guy called Dash in his class.
Really?
Right.
So I've Imagine. Not heard the name before, so yeah. interesting.
There
yeah. Anyway, yes, so,
so
what were you,
my
how
background,
did this come? Yeah.
As Tati's alluding to, is, yeah, a bit more in the well-being space. I mean, before that, I used to work in the film business,
mm-hmm.
Doing camera work on feature films. And then, all of a sudden, my head got turned by coconut water, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, I started developing this kind of this health drink concept in my head, which was somewhere along the lines of kind of like a Barocca, but for the kind of for the future.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was basically on film set all the time, and you'd see all these grown men, these tough guys, at the slightest sign of a flu or sniffles, they'd be freaking out and going to the set nurse to get Barocca every day, like addicted to.
I need my Barocca anymore.
Because of the advert where like he's on the log, isn't he? And he's like dancing on the log after he's had his Barocca. Have you not seen that advert? No, okay. Anyway.
None of us have, no.
anyway, so
I think I know the one you mean.
So I started trying to kind of on the side explore this idea to create a Barocca style product that was better. And through that process, I actually kind of ended up somehow meeting a friend of a friend and we decided together to get into the coconut game, coconut water. And it was kind of around 2012, and coconut water was starting to become a thing.
Mm.
We saw the trend coming from LA and New York.
So good for you.
And Madonna, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so I started a coconut water business at the same time as working in the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
And then quite soon I realised that all I was doing on set was talking about coconuts and coconut water. And I realised that actually maybe it's time to take this a bit more seriously. So that was my entry into well-being, because mm-hmm. I think coconut water is one of the first interesting, natural, functional foods, drinks that was being marketed or used as a kind of a way to hydrate naturally, something to complement kind of your well-being and fitness regimes. Mm-hmm. And so I started that business and had a lot of joy over the years, and then got out of it and was really passionate about other functional ingredients, foods, other trends, and especially kind of medicinal plants, you know, interesting things that had been used traditionally as medicine that were now coming into mainstream audiences, often under the premise of, you know, function. There's this idea of mm-hmm. active ingredients, functional ingredients. And I think together with Tati's background, you know, she knows almost everything about the cocktail game and mm-hmm. some of the best brands and products and barmen. It's a beautiful small network of people. There's a small world and there's wonderful characters in there. You know, we both like to have fun. We, you know, you could kind of call ourselves hedonistic in some ways. And we thought, like, why can't we bring these two worlds together in some way? And, you know, in a nutshell, we could talk more about it, but that was kind of mm-hmm. one of the reasons that Three Spirit became into being. And the concept was, let's take some of this really interesting stuff going on in the well-being world mm-hmm. that people are doing either as supplements or as, you know, fitness or health products, and let's see if we can merge them and put them in this kind of alcohol space.
Okay. Because you quite like gardening as well, don't you?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I've got a kind of natural love of tastes, flavours, smells, and I love cooking as well.
He's built a shower in our garden, so he showers in the garden.
Do you really?
In the garden.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
In Wilton That's by the train.
Really?
Cold though.
Even it's a hot shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you're still cold outside.
That's the best, is when it's yeah. cold outside and you've got
to get to and from the
next
shower.
Next to the tomato plant nice. And the kind of thyme, I think it is.
Basically, in amongst nature, isn't it? We had an outside... Do they really?
Yeah.
That's brilliant, getting them outside and enjoying
that. I did that last week, actually. We had an outside... In the Seychelles.
Same. We had an outside shower in Bali just a few weeks ago as well. Listen to us. And at first, I thought, oh, my goodness, this is horrendous. Mosquitoes, because it's in Bali, and it was just lovely. It was just so relaxing. You've got all the plants around you. I know that's slightly different to being in London.
Our neighbour can see as well if she really wants to.
I still get a huge amount of joy from just
probably online somewhere.
Yeah.
Being outside, you know. It's, I mean, I don't think we should get too deep into the shower chat, but it brings me huge joy.
Yeah.
You know, even to the extent that I've. Going out on a limb, like the ultimate dream would be putting an outdoor loo. That's what.
Well, you could just dig a hole.
Well, yeah, I don't know how that would go down.
Thankfully, our listeners love a tangent. So
yeah. Sorry about that. Outdoor showers, though, very cool.
Can you tell us, like, Three Spirit? So, kind of, what is the USP? There's three products in the range. Am I correct?
So there's three drinks, and they're non-alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
and I think. A lot of people maybe are beginning to see non-alcoholic drinks, and a lot of them are maybe imitations of alcoholic drinks. So I think that's one of the biggest point of differences is that they are they're not, you know, non-alcoholic beers or non-alcoholic vodkas or rums. They just are what they are.
Yeah.
And rather than focusing on what we've removed, we focus on what we put in.
Okay.
So and each drink serves as a different part of your night. So we say that we can enhance your night from start to finish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we have a drink to perk you up called the Livener at the beginning of your night.
Mm-hmm.
We have a drink on there.
The social elixir.
The ingredients list is just mind-blowing.
That's
Guyasa.
Yeah.
I know. Know what? I just picked this up, and just like on the front of the bottom of the bottle, it says Botanical Alchemy, and then it's alcohol free, powered by plants. And when you read the ingredients, I mean, it's just totally awesome. Like melon, hops, birch sap, lemon balm, turmeric root. I mean, oh my God, is that the
ashwagandha?
Ashwagandha. Mm. That's the one that you go off to take. You know, on.
It's
like,
the one you go off you, when you take it.
Yeah. No ayahuasca.
Oh yeah, all right, that's
the
one.
No ayahuasca.
No, this is the Indian kind of Ayurvedic one, isn't it? Which is really good.
That is
the
one I made,
it's
not the one you
classic
get
adaptogen, which we use adaptogens across the range because they're a really interesting category of plants that can do two things simultaneously, which is really interesting, which is becoming a bit more. You know, mainstream, which is it basically reduces stress levels, which I think everyone can agree is always welcome.
Yeah.
But it also can act as a platform to enhance your energy levels. So it can kind of relax you and perk you up simultaneously, which sounds maybe a bit like a contradiction.
But it's like perking you up without the jittery feeling, sure, isn't it?
Which
that's
is
what Gyasa does, isn't it?
So. Yeah, so I think with the livener, which guayusa is one of the key ingredients, it's a naturally caffeinated leaf. It comes from Ecuador, comes from the Amazon. It's part of the holly family, Ilex guayusa. And I'm a big fan of yerba mate, which is a close relative of it, which is
it's so big there, but we don't know it here at all.
Yeah. Exactly, and I spent quite a bit of time in Argentina over the last couple of years on another project, which was wild harvested tea from central Argentina, and I learned a lot about the culture of mate and you know how people use it, and I found it fascinating. Yeah, I saw people, you know, brands using it in the States, in America. My dad lives in Northern California, and you see this kind of natural energy kind of category growing and using these wonderful, interesting ingredients from the Amazon rather than, you know, synthetic compounds and so on.
Yeah,
and,
that's cool.
And I think yerba mate and guayusa have this wonderful reputation and ability to, as you say, like produce sustained energy without the crash, without the jitters of coffee.
Yeah.
I'm a coffee fiend, by the way. I love
coffee
because I just absolutely love the flavour of it.
What's your limit? Mine's five.
It's changed.
In a day.
It's changed over time. But I like
he
to drink...
He just drinks alive now.
I like to drink, like, filter coffee. So, like, big, you know, big cup. But I used to drink loads of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm finally kind of like, okay, being a bit more sensible.
I can't have one. Literally, I can't handle it.
If you have L-theanine with it, it's like... balances it out. I just got in green tea, which is why green tea is often more of a delicate caffeine.
So L-theanine we use in two of our drinks, Livener and Social Elixir. And in Livener, definitely it tempers the effects of the caffeine, so it provides this calm focus, bit of a euphoric kind of sensation. So it dumbs down the negative effects of caffeine, but enhances its overall pleasurable effects.
I need to be drinking this.
Start at the beginning of the
night. I would love to drink coffee, but I just can't drink it. So this, I want the effects of coffee as well, like the buzzy thing, but I can't drink it.
Have a little sip of this guy. Now, normally...
Do you have mixers?
I do.
Oh, are you meant to mix it?
All of them... people enjoy it on ice, but not everyone. The Livener and the Social Elixir are the ones that you might want to mix the most.
Because they're stronger in a...
Yeah, like these are powerful plants with powerful flavours, and I think often when you don't have alcohol, you're lacking a punch. I don't know if you guys are drinkers, but...
Yeah, we're
drinkers, and so these things kind of pack a bit of a punch, so you don't feel like you're not having anything.
Okay.
Wow, that has an amazing flavour to it.
Well, I see from the ingredients list, it looks very complex, so...
I think we probably use around 50 to 60 plants across the three. That's
incredible.
Complicated.
Plants are amazing, aren't they? Where are they made? Wow. Where do you actually make the drinks?
That is
really good, isn't
it? You'll like that. Drink three of those and you'll...
So, this is the punchy one, you know? So, Livener, it looks, it tastes, it feels potent.
Yeah.
And lively.
Yeah.
It is lively. It's live, like, it's
on
left
the...
My palate is feeling, like, lively. I know, do you know what I mean? I'm literally like, I can still taste so many different botanicals.
But hopefully it's slightly confusing to pull any individual one out.
Very.
So one of the key... We try, you know, botanical alchemy, what does that mean? Well, it's like we try and splice together different expertise, different ingredients, different compounds within those ingredients, different flavors. And so I think with the live now, what you're tasting is this weird combination of, you know, exotic, juicy, fiery flavors that are instantly going to kind of wake up the senses. There's kind of green ginger and cayenne pepper.
I can definitely taste ginger though. Love ginger.
So it's got spice in it as well.
Ginger's so good for you.
Spicy ginger.
Like, earlier you were talking about what you reach for when you're ill, like the Barocca. I boil ginger when I feel a little bit poorly. And
so, you know, all of the ingredients in these are actually there not just to allow you to have a social drink without alcohol, or perhaps reducing alcohol on a night out. You might have these in between some drinks.
Yeah, and some of them you might even mix a Livener with Prosecco to have a, like, a drink.
That's
with
an
less,
awesome idea.
Just like slightly less booze. So, you know, Christmas parties, like maybe you'll have a Livener with Prosecco.
That tastes really good.
Yeah, or you can alternate, you know, the next one you could add kombucha with it, and you could then drink but slightly less. And actually, these often do feel like you're not having something. That's often one of the things people like about them.
Where are they all made?
All in England.
Yeah.
We make them in small batches. So, you know, I mean, to get into the nitty gritty, we make them in kind of 500 litre batches at the moment, which is pretty small. Soon we're going to be able to increase the capacity. But we essentially, we source ingredients from all over the world, but we make it here.
Okay.
We develop them all here. We develop them with some incredible people. So kind of pulling from Tatiana's background, we have worked with some of the best barmen in the country to help create these liquids.
I was going
to
say, like, how do you decide on the blends? Like, that must be a really long process to get it how you want to
push-pull between the kind of plants, science and the function, and then the kind of bartenders and the flavour and taste.
And also the different ones, because one's to liven up, one's to calm down. They've all got really different attributes as well.
Yeah, so you kind of pick your long list of, you know, ingredients of interest, let's say. Ingredients that you know, in theory, are going to be suitable for the concept or the drink, you know, the occasion. And then, you know, the process, literally, especially with the first guy, you know, Social Elixir, we launched in January. The other two, we literally just launching. So we're just learning about how people respond to them, which is so far so good.
That's cool.
But with this one, we spent months trial and error, like going, you know, tasting as many different ingredients as possible, and then experimenting with how we could extract flavor from the raw material in different ways, different methods, and how they would make us feel, how they would taste, and weighing up, you know, compromising on what we think needs to be in there versus what we can really work with to make something delicious.
And plants you can and can't use in a drink.
You know, it has to be
rules around certain things that you know, you might be able to take it in a supplement, but you might not be able to put it in a drink.
Really?
So we experimented with stuff that we knew that we couldn't use, but we still wanted to use it as a reference point.
You just wanted to try anyway.
Well, things like kava, which I don't know if you've come across. So it's like a Polynesian root that is, it's like dried and then ground into a paste, and then you make a liquid out of it. And it's got this bizarre kind of numbing property. So it's not delicious, but it does have a very interesting, unique effect where it kind of intoxicates you a little bit, makes you slightly kind of sedated.
Life and soul of the party.
It's a bit more of a kind of tranquilised, intoxicated.
It's legal in Wales,
buzz.
Not here.
Plants are amazing, aren't they? I mean, honestly, when you bring it back down to the fact that these are plants, and plants have so many different benefits and effects, and there's just so many out there that mostly we don't ever see or experience or know about. Do you know what I mean? And everything just has some kind of benefit or contribution to human life. Do you know what I mean? And that's just incredible.
And a lot of these are used, and a lot of these come from kind of South America or indigenous countries all around the world. There's a berry from
Skizandra.
Shisandra.
Yeah.
Siberia, that people use kind of medicinally or ceremonially or socially in kind of other, in, you know, other countries, whereas here we're maybe more kind of dismissive of, of things like that.
That's
great.
And so that's often where we look to kind of see how other people do things differently using plants.
It does differ from country to country, because that, in my former life, I worked for Thompson Morgan Mail Order Plant Company, and I was often introducing plants of some of these really cool things like goji berry. We sold some of the first plants in the UK for gardeners at home, and I remember looking at Skysandra, but the side effects were too dangerous for that to sell as a plant. So it was kind of, but obviously in this format it's a little bit different, but it's really, I was always looking into these plants and how we could grow them and use them. And I see you got Damiana as well, and I know what that's good for. Don't you?
What?
It's an aphrodisiac, kinky, isn't it?
So that's the kinky one.
This is the kinky one. This is the weirdest of the three. But this is, I think this is like, if like this is what a kind of the purest, this is kind of the cult product that if you're a plant person you'll see it. Looks it looks the plantiest. It's the
But there's so many cool flavours.
Try this.
Yeah, I want to try all of them. All of them. And then I'm going to try them with like a mixer.
I'm
going to
try this one with a mixer. I'm going to try this one. You can have a little sip on its own, and then we'll mix it with some juice.
Okay.
The, you know, Buzz Buttons, the electric daisy.
Yeah, yeah.
And where you can grind it up and put it around the rim.
I have it.
Makes your mouth
tingle.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That would be cool with these.
You nearly killed me having Buzz Buttons.
Really?
No, Miracle Berries.
Miracle berries don't kill you. Oh, right.
You nearly having a miracle berry.
Sinsipalum dulcificum. And it has a molecule inside called miraculin, which changes the taste receptors on your tongue. So anything you eat afterwards for about half an hour,
it
basically turns up the pH. So you can then drink vinegar. Or you can suck on a lemon. It tastes like sweet sherbet.
Wow.
It's amazing.
So yeah, top that
hard to grow in the UK. It's from West Africa. So it needs really humid, kind of acidic conditions. But
is
you can buy dry berries online.
You use it in... Oh, look at that, that looks good.
It looks like a beer. I've just poured ginger ale in, and it does look like a beer. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It actually goes well in a beer, this one.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love the fact that you can use them in alcoholic drinks as well, you know, to enhance the flavour and to still get those kind of effects or benefits from it.
Yeah, I like to think that you can enhance alcohol with these. You know, these are bringing, you know, alcohol, ethanol, is one of the most obvious and successful functional ingredients, foods known to man. But we can offer so many different things with these this array of plants.
That's cool.
I'm sorry, I can't talk right now.
I want to hear more about this.
This is so
super
nice.
Miracle berry, look it up because it changes the taste. I'm not sure how it would work in this concept though, but
basically
you could sell it alongside for free packs outside. It's amazing.
I wonder
obviously.
If it's like legal.
It's actually really good.
Yeah,
it's
and
really
it totally works as well.
We Michael tried to experiment with me. And we had strawberries and lemons and gherkins, and of course it changes from, you know, sour to sweet, and that's all very well. And
what
then
does sweet taste like?
Sweet tastes
extra sweet.
Extra sweet. Like
it's like the sweetest,
it's like
candy
the sweetest thing you've ever had.
Really excited.
And then he told me to down like a shot of apple cider vinegar, and I did. And I spent.
You're just my
plaything. Ill all night.
Oh really?
But you got tender tummy. I forgot
When you down it and it doesn't taste like vinegar, it tastes, you know, sweet. So you kind of forget that you're literally downing vinegar.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was burning. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to vomit. And we were online. We were doing it live online. And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to be sick. And I was poorly all night. So anyway, it's amazing.
But having said that, just to kick into vinegar for a minute, have you seen the non-such drinks?
Yes.
The drinking vinegars.
Yeah.
That's very good because obviously really good for your tummy.
Yeah.
You know, vinegar, but lovely flavours.
Vinegar here. But not
yeah,
like
I noticed
vinegar.
On
not
the list.
Downing
yeah.
and that a one. Cup of it.
No, not that.
There's vinegar in that one. And
yeah. Doing it in the right way.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, we've just added ginger ale to the social elixir one, and it tastes amazing.
Beautiful.
That is a really, really nice drink.
It takes on a bit of a. So in the social elixir, a lot of the flavour is coming from... So you might describe it as kind of stewed fruits, you know, kind of
bittersweet.
Cooked apples.
Yeah, do you know what? It's like a so Polish good. Drink, kompot, where they stew up all the fruits around Christmas.
Yeah, it's got a Christmassy kind of feeling.
It does have a Christmassy kind of thing about it.
A lot of that comes from this combination of, so there's fermented coconut vinegar, which we use as a natural acidifier, which so gives good. It that bite, gives it a very strong aroma. Too much for some people, but it's a very unique kind of vinegar. It's got a lot of sweetness to it. It's got a lot of flavour. And then also molasses. So we use blackstrap molasses as, A, it's a kind of natural sweetener, but it brings so much flavour. A lot of the kind of natural kind
it
of
licorice. It brings that smokiness, flavor. Doesn't it?
Yeah. And then so you combine those two things, and then you're using ginger ale as a mixer, and it kind of takes on this rum-like property. So
and
it
the
tastes
tulsi.
A little familiar. So yeah, tulsi, which is another beautiful Ayurvedic herb, holy basil, which... again, you could call it an adaptogen. It relieves stress. But it has a beautiful flavour, tulsi, a little bit like rum. And so with the ginger, it's got this... Our drinks are very obscure, unique things. Like Tatiana was saying, they're not... We're not trying to make a gin or a, you know...
But that's the like your USP,
but there's some familiarity
as well.
I actually think... Do you know what, weirdly, when it first came out, you was like, is this going to be too weird? Are people looking for... gins or vodkas, and actually that's kind of what people seem to really like about it.
And people maybe are looking for alternatives.
I think so.
Yeah, they don't have to have a kind of imitation. I think the same comes to if you're kind of eating a plant-based diet, you don't always want to eat fake meat. Maybe you just want to eat nice veg.
Yeah, because
fake
completely.
Meat or fake alcohol is kind of patronising.
I can't eat fake meat. So we had a paella and it had fake chorizo in it, and I couldn't eat it. I literally couldn't eat it. Like, I don't eat meat or dairy, and I kind of just was like, I can't eat this. I didn't want it. Do you know what I mean? I just stick me some nice veggies.
It's a fascinating one. Yeah, I always found that weird growing up with, like, my best friend's older sister, vegetarian, always has been. And, yeah, like, the kind of, you know, fake sausage, veggie sausage or a veggie burger, and, like, this desire to make something look like it's meat alternative. But you can understand when you're talking about, like, how to get kids to eat something.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense.
Definitely.
But it is a strange concept.
I love the idea that you can go on a night out, you can have some alcoholic drinks, so you can mix them in with a little bit of the three spirit, or you could just drink the three spirit at the various three that you've got, and you can be reaping like all of the rewards of doing that as well. So you could be on a social evening out but still getting loads of benefits from plants. That is super cool, you know.
This last one is called the nightcap, and if you get home from your night out and have one of these, you're gonna sleep beautifully.
Really? Right, I'm gonna taste this last one.
This is got things like valerian and hops. It's kind of Dash calls it
I kind of think of it as a wood spirit. So livener, you tried, it's kind of more of a fruit spirit. It's got a lot of exotic flavours and Amazonian ingredients. And this one is a bit more of a, you know, imagine walking through a forest, a woodland. We use tree saps in it, literally birch sap, which I love, you know, and maple.
Try that
how you literally
from
tap
the, Loch Ness.
The tree to get the liquid
comes
out.
Comes from Loch Ness.
Fantastic.
Really?
And then we use lots of kind of slightly more domestic... traditional remedies, so lemon balm, valerian,
perfect,
hops, these wonderful plants that I think, you know, people in England and Europe are familiar with, that they might have in their garden. Lemon balms growing everywhere,
for sure,
and they're effective, they're really effective. They're used in pharmaceutical medicine, you know, lemon balm and valerian in proper pharmaceutical drugs, but we try and celebrate their power to actually, you know, be effective in our product, but also really add to the flavour.
Cool. So before we move on to part two, where can we get hold of it? Where can we buy Three Spirit?
I think we've just got into Planet Organic, which is very exciting for us because they haven't really had, I think, non-alcoholic spirits or drinks like this before, so it's exciting for us, and obviously they have amazing plants and they have great kind of supplements, so for us it's massive. We're in Harvey Nichols. We are in Dalesford Farm Shop. And then look, we sell online, so if you on our website, we get them all, and we have a gift pack, so you can get that if you
want to
try
time.
If you want to try them all, the gift pack's the best place to kind of start because you get slightly smaller bottles and it's kind of a good starter pack.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So there you go. Well, we're going to just take a break now before we come to part two, whilst I basically drink all the rest of the drink that's on the table because it's so good. And when we come back, we'll just have a little chat perhaps about alcohol in general and like drinking trends, you know, and socialising over Christmas over a glass of alcohol or not alcohol.
This episode of the Plant-Based Podcast is brought to you by our friends at VeggiePod. Their integrated raised vegetable garden bed kit makes growing vegetables easy for everyone.
So it looks like it's time to bring plants to the party. So tell us a bit more about Free Spirit. It's obviously, hopefully, about to be stocked in a few different supermarkets, stockists. But what about actual cocktail bars? Is it an option in some of the great bars around London?
It is an option in some very, very good bars, some good pubs, and then some interesting places across the UK.
As a mixer?
So, well, no, so it's in, look, it's in places like the Connor and the Nightjar, which are kind of like some of the best cocktail bars in the world, and they're doing kind of incredible things there that I wouldn't really know how to do, but kind of amazing things. And then you can get it in some great pubs, like there's a pub called The Parlour, which is really famous for their food in Kendall Rise, and they have all of our drinks there, and you know, they just maybe mix it with ginger ale, like a kind of light and stormy. You can get it in Caravan.
Okay. Oxo Tower.
Oxo Tower.
We basically focused very much on, you know, the best cocktail bars. You know, this product has been developed with some of the best bartenders in the world, and the reason being, we wanted to create liquids that were really interesting for barmen to get creative with. We, you know, have some suggested serves, which we also try and keep things very simple for a kind of domestic user. They just want to mix it with tonic or ginger ale and so on. But we also wanted to create liquids that could be utilized in an infinite number of ways by some of the most creative bartenders around. And so that is happening, and in part because we've worked with bartenders to create the product. So we always, it was very important to us to aim at gastronomy, you know, really good restaurants, really good cocktail bars, rather than just trying to go, you know, straight into major retail. It's about how to kind of get the product in the right people's hands.
And they're about going out and having fun. So you want to be in the bars where that's happening. So
you
can get it in this Wicked Whiskey Bar. They've actually just opened one in Bristol as well called Black Rock, which is like known for having amazing whiskey, and you know, you can get our drinks there. So if you're going out with mates who are drinking some kind of punchy whiskey drinks, really, you can have one of our drinks. It's about kind of, we always say our drinks are your ticket back to the party, because if you're not drinking, it's not about, you know, people are like, oh, you're not drinking, and you're like, yeah, well, I've got this, I've got these plants in my drink that you don't. So,
but do you think it's become a lot less judgy, don't you think, with people like, oh, you're not drinking tonight?
Obviously, it's how you feel, though. I think, you know,
it's also it's about how others around you perceive, you know, because I think sometimes if one person on the table's not drinking, everybody else feels really conscious, like they'll see what I do when I'm drunk. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like that.
Really?
And
if I don't think that. Normally, if you're not drinking, often it's like splitting the bill where you get stung as well, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's often where you're like, so I'm not drinking, you're drunk and annoying me now, and I'm going to pay for your drinks.
That allows you to go in with a nice price point for these.
No, but I think, you know, there's a myth around the cost of alcohol should cost more, and it's like, well, it can be cheap to make, and it makes you feel terrible the next day, so there's no way you expect to pay more for that.
Yeah, that's very true.
So,
well, all you need to do is bring plants to the party.
Exactly.
I love that that's your tagline. I've just looked inside your booklet here as well, and it's like the Ten Commandments of Three Spirits. It's so cool. Bring people to the party. Pick your poison. Three is the magic number. Ice, ice, baby. Prep like a pro. Stir it up. Try a microdose. Tune in. Unplug. Report back. I love that. And obviously there's descriptions for each of those things, but it's super cool. So you're like touching on kind of the landscape of alcohol and how that's changing. I read something very recently that I can't remember the stats exactly, so don't quote me on my percentages that I'm going to say now. But for our generation, we're in our 40s. Sorry, Michael. That something like 60 or 70% pre-18 had tried alcohol. Mm-hmm. But a recent survey had shown that pre-18-year-olds, it had dropped to like 40, only 30 or 40% had tried alcohol. Mm. So that landscape is changing a little bit, you know. And I wonder how that will be for the future.
They say that 1 in 3 people don't drink now.
Mm. Well, that's interesting.
I mean, I think I'm yet to meet 3 people and, you know, consistently where that's the case. But I think what you're seeing is you've got these, there are kind of the younger demographic who have seen their kind of parents get drunk and don't necessarily see the benefits. Or, you know, I've met a few people whose maybe parents, one of them maybe had a problem with alcohol, someone in their family, so they don't drink because they've seen the negative effects of it. Or they've got Brexit and mortgages and a much tougher world to come into.
And also social media.
Yeah,
because when I was drunk as an 18-year-old, I wouldn't want those pictures on social media. You
know, I think also it's the younger generation, the kind of younger society. It's almost encouraged to be individual and make your own choice. Whereas when I was young, we all like
followed the crowd.
Like if I wasn't drinking the same as my friends, like drinking a beer, then you were like so like the one that stood out. Or if you weren't wearing the same jacket, you know, it was so much more pressure. But now you can be individual, and that's encouraged more than anything. If you don't drink, then each to their own.
And I think across the board, people are, you know, call it like sober curiosity, like looking at cutting back, and people are looking to, like, you know, kind of nature to kind of do things better across the board. Like, you know, people are taking kind of CBD, or, you know, will cannabis become legal here? Who knows? But it's kind of people are looking for alternatives. And actually, I think, like, with drinking, it's like, hang on, that did not make me feel good. Like, maybe next time I'll try something different. Or, you know, people use exercise, or kind of there's all sorts of kind of crazy ways to socialise now. That, you know, you can go to kind of ecstatic dance parties where they don't sell booze, but they sell money.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
There's other buzzes out there that are becoming a bit more...
Yeah, and that's cool. And this buzz is plants, so we're all good. And I noticed in here, in your little booklet as well, you've got kind of ideas for kind of cocktail things as well. And we're obviously Christmas period, so what... Would
party
you,
time.
What, yeah, it's party time.
Which
what
one's your Christmas drink?
Yeah, what would you recommend for Christmas?
It's hard to say because everyone, look, I think, you know, you guys, you found your favourite.
Oh my gosh.
My favourite's the nightcap, yours is the social elixir. So they service different occasions. So you're not going to drink a Leibniz before bed because it is there to get the party started. So I think it really depends what you're doing. Like if you were kind of having, if you were home with, you know, my dad at Christmas by the fire, I think we'd probably have a nightcap because it would be a kind of special decadent moment maybe. And then I think if I was having a party with my mates, we'd be on the live now going out
all night
till I needed nightcap to knock me out again.
And with no hangover.
Exactly.
Or unless you're mixing it.
I might be mixing it sometimes. And I think the social elixir is that guy that sits in the middle that kind of is kind of there for socializing, and it's not going to
Has a lot of kind of Christmassy flavours to it.
Yeah.
So if you're just thinking about strict kind of flavour profile, I think the social elixir has got that.
It's the Christmassy one.
We always think you,
you know,
booch bombs. So instead of a Jaeger bomb, you have a shot of that in a glass of kombucha.
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah.
So many things that you can do with it.
Yeah. What about for the future then? Because you must always be looking out for new ingredients, like. What's your dream ingredient? Is there anything you can't get hold of that you'd love to?
Well, you know, we mentioned some things like Carver Carver. I think the UK, it's a really interesting one because the UK is almost the most restrictive about the kind of plants that you can use in food and drinks compared to the US or Europe. And that's sometimes a bit frustrating because there's really interesting plants out there that make you feel something that are widely used or legal in other parts of the world.
Why should it be different?
I mean, look, I can understand the complexities and the political issues and the safety issues, but I think us as a brand and, you know, what I do, which is kind of develop these products, I'm always interested in pushing the boundaries where possible, even if it's just for kind of internal R&D. It's to know what's out there. Experiment with different ingredients, flavours, see how we can improve what we're already doing. We do talk about, you know, it's taking us, you know, let's be honest, quite a long time. We're a very young business, but to now have three products together. Mm-hmm. We always wanted to have three products, you know, three spirit, three different feelings, three mm-hmm. different occasions. Cool. So now we're really excited about being able to tell our full story now that we've got three characters in the story. But
it's like
the
three wise men.
Exactly.
It is.
I do see them as people. Yeah, yeah. But I think we will experiment and potentially do like limited edition bits.
Oh, that's cool.
We've got lots of ideas that hopefully will come to fruition over the next year or two. Maybe. But, you know, we love the idea of using traditional ingredients that people know, but also introducing really cool new things that no one knows. Nice. You guys are obviously experts. And we like the idea of maybe being able to allow people to make their own blends, create their own mixtures.
Have like a physical space where you could come and learn like that's a kind of plant really library, and then you could make your own, even if it was just a little tincture.
So I was actually going to say, like, at the heart of all of this, it is to do with plants. So is part of producing this to do with well-being and working with plants? Do you know what I mean? That's what you're doing. You're creating something out of being with and learning about plants.
In our team, we have a kind of pharmaceutical scientist. Mm-hmm. Dash also works. We have an advisor from UCL who's kind of head of plant science there. We take it quite seriously in terms of how we look and understand plants and how we use them. So I think that is at the heart of what we do. But at the same time, my side of it is about, you know, making sure that it still resonates with about having a good time and it's not too serious. But
that's excellent. Cool.
I love it.
I love it too.
I think the CBD boom at the moment is a good example of how people appreciate the kind of the power of a very specific compound from cannabis. But I think what we also try and celebrate is let's not forget all of these amazing other ingredients that have a long history, that have been used in other cultures very effectively. You know, we kind of, as humans, kind of become quite obsessive with one thing or another. But yeah, we want to celebrate, you know, across the whole continent, across the globe, there's all kinds of wonderful little treats and treasures that we can utilize in a new way. And so, yeah, I think that's what's really kind of special about what we're trying to do is not be one thing. You know, we're trying to embrace the magic of the plant kingdom.
And I love that you're honest about it. It's something that you can either have on its own, you can have it with a mixer, or you can have it with alcohol, because this is an alcohol
so
alternative.
Versatile.
But you're also realistic to know that some people might not be giving up alcohol. They might be alternating or however they want to do it.
We 10 mils sometimes of alcohol, so rather than 50 to be a full serve. Like in the espresso martini with the social elixir, we put 10 mils of rum in if you want it. And so if you had five of those over the evening, that would be the equivalent of one normally. So actually, like, that's
it's
another
moderation.
Way. We call it microdosing.
Okay, that's super.
We microdose booze.
Yeah, people are starting to microdose, you know,
that's
psychedelics
really cool.
and so on. But how about microdosing alcohol?
You know, why not?
Yeah.
This is a new Christmas for me now. I know what I'm going to be drinking this Christmas. So thank you so much.
Thanks,
it's
guys.
Been a real pleasure to chat with you. And it's gone really quickly as well, considering and we're sitting outside and I was starting to get cold. I don't feel cold at all right now.
Oh, girls are always cold.
I know, I just said I don't feel cold, Michael.
I'm always cold.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Are you warm, Dash?
I'm toasty.
My sister's always
proven.
So basically, everyone, cheers and very happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Do a chink so it gets...
Hold on, here, cheers. Chink, chink.
We've got told off by sound for this problem. That was an awful chink. Cool, thanks, guys.
Nice one.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hi everybody, it's almost Christmas. We hope you enjoyed the last episode in series 2 of the podcast. We decided to bring drinks to you because it is the party month after all, isn't it? So if you don't want alcohol, Three Spirit is just the thing to go for. And between you and I had a favourite. So if you do get to try Three Spirit Drink this year, just send us a message and let us know which one you prefer. I liked a different one to Michael, so, you know. Series 2 has been amazing. We have spoken to some of the most inspirational people, you know, in horticulture, people who basically love plants, and that's why we love doing the podcast so much. One of the most popular podcasts in Series 2 was with Emma Mitchell, who's known as Silver Pebble. It was all about the well-being benefits of nature and plants. And if you haven't listened to that yet, I definitely recommend it. It's one of my absolute favourites. And of course, we've learned loads about roses with Peter Beale's Roses. We've delved into the world of CBD with Botanic Lab. We also looked at medicinal CBD with Honest Hemp. We've been aquascaping with Scape Nature. We've looked at the benefits of perennials, specifically bare root perennials with Howard Nurseries. And actually, I just really like to say that David Howard, who was the founder of Howard Nurseries, passed away really recently. And I had the absolute privilege of meeting and interviewing David not very long ago about his story and about his love of plants and why and how he managed to get into bare root perennials. And he was one of those people who just genuinely loved plants from being really, really young. So it's a huge loss to horticulture, but he leaves an amazing legacy. And Christine, his daughter, is running the business now, and she's absolutely fantastic. So do look up Howard Nurseries, have a listen to the podcast, and get your bare root perennials in now. Of course, we chatted with Gabrielle from her cutting garden. It was beautiful. There were dahlias everywhere and roses. Oh my gosh, it was so pretty. We went over to RHS Wisley, visited the Alpine houses with Peter Goodchild. And wow, I mean, I think I have a whole new obsession with Alpine plants since then. We went foraging for our own foods with the Handmade Apothecary. And of course, you will have learned lots about the Veggie Pod as well. Veggie Pod have sponsored this second series. We have so much enjoyed working with them. They are genuinely lovely bunch of people. I met both the team in the UK and in Australia, and their passion for spreading the word about growing your own food, no matter what size space you have, is literally infectious. And they do loads of work with kind of social and therapeutic horticulture and in schools as well. So check them out. And don't forget, of course, this is your last chance to use the discount code in the adverts on this podcast for VeggiePod. I also met with Jimmy Turner from Sydney Botanic Garden. Oh my gosh, what an absolutely amazing guy. I had a brilliant chat with him outside in the sunshine in Sydney as well. So Series 2 has been an absolute blast. Michael and I have just had the best fun. I know you see all of our posts on our stories and Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. We genuinely just love getting together and meeting people, learning about plants. I mean, we learn something new every time. So we really, really hope that you have enjoyed Series 2. We actually only started the podcast in February this year. So it's been a whirlwind. We never had expected it to be so popular and for so many of you to enjoy it so much. So we really appreciate all the feedback. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we all love plants. And coming up, so this might be the end of Series 2 with Three Spirit Drinks, but we've got Series 3 partly in the bag already, and we're going to be chatting about houseplant installations, actually plant clothing, makeup, food, all kinds of things that you would expect from us. We'll, of course, be venturing out and about and meeting people and talking about subjects that have plants involved, but perhaps we don't always think about, you know, it's not always just about plants in the garden. Well, obviously, they are lovely and like the best thing all round. I've just got off my allotment. I'm literally still freezing cold and trying to warm up. And we've got a really, really, really exciting new project coming out as well. So very shortly, so just in a week's time, you will get to see our new project. It's linked to the podcast. It was brilliantly good fun to record. Again, we just had the best time. We have a special guest, and that's Hench Herbivore. So check him out. He was actually in series one. He's been one of the most popular podcasts that we've had. And Hench Herbivore is a personal trainer and plant-based nutritionalist. So him and his plant-based muscles came along to my allotment, and you will see the outcome of that very, very soon. So it's going to be a really exciting time over December to February. We've got some special podcast releases coming out over that time. And that's all before even Series 3 hits in early March. So stay tuned. There's going to be more podcasts to listen to. A really exciting project coming out really, really soon. And don't forget, check us out on Instagram and other social media channels, because we're running a competition with Three Spirit for this very podcast, and you could be in with a chance of winning one of their gift packs. And honestly, believe me, you will be blown away when you taste some of these flavors and also feel it working just like, if not better, and better for you and all those things than alcohol. So check that out. Good luck. And Michael and I wish you a really very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Today's podcast partner is VeggiePod, the integrated all-in-one garden bed suitable for anyone interested in growing your own. You'll be amazed at how quickly your vegetables grow in a VeggiePod. And as a special offer for our listeners, VeggiePod are offering PPP subscribers 10% off any sized VeggiePod when purchased with a stand or a trolley. Simply go to veggiepod.co.uk and enter PBP10 on checkout.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Plant-Based Podcast.
Have a browse of the rest of the library or hop on over to the website, which is theplantbasedpodcast.net.
You'll also find our social media links. Please connect with us and let us know about any plant-based projects that you think we should be covering on the show.
And make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you'll be the first to hear the next episode. We're releasing once a fortnight. So until next time, enjoy the world of plants.